Hello, my name is Ian Peterman, CEO and founder of Peterman Design Firm. And today I'm going to answer the question, how does my business model for acquiring new customers impact my design? So basically, what impact does the approach or how you market or sell to your customers impact the design of your product? And a lot of products, there is not a huge factor of how you sell. However, and is it can be a big impact. So you definitely want to think about this and figure out, does my product care or is it impacted by how I get customers? And one way that that could be the case is if you get your products or your customers purely through stores. So you don't do online, you're not a retail. You want to be one of those companies that makes the product but sits in the background, and you sell through distributors only, then your product needs and the way that it's designed, and especially the packaging around that product, is likely going to be different than if you are selling online. While you do care about packaging for selling direct to consumer, it is an experience, and you can definitely make that an amazing experience. If you're selling on a store shelf, your product could is going to need to be able to catch the consumer's eye. A lot of people do that with packaging, but you should also be aware of, the product itself, especially if you want to show off the product. So if your new customers really come through a store front, then be aware of that. And as you're designing the product, think about the fact that someone's going to be able to physically interact with this. So they may want to be able to interact with this. So you see products that have, especially like kids' toys, they have like a test me button, or they have a little pull out. Like you're able to interact with the product, and it's designed in a way that you can interact in a limited way with it in order to, see if you like it, basically. So that's one way that can really impact product design. As well as your packaging design, which I consider as part of it. Your packaging is very key to your product. If you are, that's one example. So it, there's, if you are acquiring your, if you're getting new customers, and it's purely online where people are able to research and they're able to get a ton of information, you're required, like the amount of information you need to give someone on a product is less than what it needs to. So things that people used to do, like putting all the instructions on the product and things like that, are less necessary because people absolutely, they have the internet in order to purchase your products in the first place, which means they have the ability to look up instructions or access digital instructions that you can provide. So, looking at that and how people are able to acquire your product and how you get new customers that way can be part of the product design. There's also products out there that are specifically designed to help facilitate people wanting to promote the product themselves or creating diehard fans of a product. And if your primary way of getting new customers is actually based around word of mouth, or let's say it's something that is sold by independent reps, say Mary Kay or something like that, then your product is going to need to be designed in a way that works for how it's going to be presented to the customer. So if the product is actually a sales tool that whoever is selling the product uses, then being aware of how it's going to be used as a sales tool will sometimes affect how the product might be designed. You may have additional feature, you may have a special version of the product that is a demo model. It's made in order to be able to last all 10,000 hours of demo modeling, or it may be designed to show off and accentuate features. Or I've even seen products where, they really want to show off the interior workings of something for a demonstration model, which is what they use to sell. and they do shows and conventions, and so they will make a special version of their product that has, say, clear. They, instead of using the normal whatever casing and enclosure, they'll use clear material so you can see inside of it, things like that. And some of that eventually may become part of production, but it's also part of the process is understanding, well, your sales, what does the sales process look like? And how to, if you're going way back in the beginning and you're being really strategic about this, is looking at what is your sales process going to be and how can you make it so that someone can sell that product more? And this is especially the case for products that require a salesperson to sell business level, where they're not just going to go online and buy a little product. You know, the businesses buy pens and stuff online. That's totally fine. But when you're talking about large industrial equipment, they're not just going to look online and go, oh, I like that tractor. Oh, I like that piece of machinery that's going to cost $1 million. They're not going to buy it online. They're not going to do that. So if your process for getting a new customer requires demonstrations and it requires taking your product to places. So there's products that literally get driven around. They get modified, put into a mobile vehicle that then is able to demonstrate the product. That product may not be exactly the same as production, or it's going to be close, but it may require some modifications. So knowing that, you may even design, instead of trying to make two things, and this is where understanding your process, maybe you don't make two separate products. Maybe figure out what you need to use for your sales process, and that is a production, because that'll be even better. If your sales and demo models are exact to production, minus any customizations you might do for a customer, that will be even better. And so making sure that, yeah, the customer can see into the machine and see the inner workings, if that's part of what you are selling, is what's on the inside. If you can't see it, it's harder. It's a lot easier to just show them, hey, look at this window right here, and you'll see into the machine. So things like that may impact your design. However, those are very limited cases. General design work, general products that are developed, how you actually get your customers typically is not a driving factor for the actual product. More of customer experience, feature driven, what does it do? What problem does it solve? Those kinds of things that are related to your customer are much more important for the product than how the customer finds you or how the customer purchases the product from you and becomes a new customer are not typically the defining factors in how you develop a product. So hopefully this answers the question, how does my business model for acquiring new customers impact my design? Short answer, probably doesn't. Hey, thanks for watching. We really appreciate our viewers. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please do subscribe to our channel so you can get more great videos like this in your feed and like the video. If you want to learn more about the Peterman Design Firm, please check us out on our website, petermanfirm.com. You'll find link and information in the description. And of course, we're on all social media as well. So check us out there. All right. Thank you.